I mean, it was a hard-fought game. We battled. I think we battled for the most 40 minutes this game. They played hard. We had some crucial turnovers at the end of the game. And, I mean, Detroit is a great team. They're the champions, and, you know, champions find a way to win. And that's what they did. But I'm very proud of the effort and, you know, being, getting, you know, news, for the team to get news of Cheryl, you know, yesterday evening. I think they came to fight, and we're going to keep our heads up, and we're going to keep fighting until we get a win, and I think we'll go on a roll then.
Yeah, Coach, you believe in, I guess, is there such a thing as a good loss?
I think there's a such thing as a good loss. I mean, it's when the fight is there, and you see the effort, and you see where the team is just not giving up, you know, I'll take that one, you know. So it could be, you know, but we have a lot of positive things out of this loss, you know, to play the champions the way they did, the vets. We have a lot of young players on our team, and, you know, not just players right out of college. We have players that have been here 3 years and haven't played that many minutes, you know. So we're learning each other, and we're going to keep fighting, and I'm proud of them.
Yeah, Coach, there's one stretch at the end of the game, and you go 3 minutes, 38 seconds for the point, but they go 14-2 run. How do you address that kind of stagnant on offense at the end of the game? It seems like you were right. You guys were right there, and you probably should have put that. You closed it out, and you didn't.
Well, I think, you know, what hurt us too is when we had to pull Tina off the court. So that started before then, you know. And, you know, Tina's been the, you know, and is the leader, strong leader of this team. And she's been, you know, just a positive image for all of these players. And, you know, to see her go out, I'm sure, you know, it kind of shocked everyone. But they continued to play, continue to fight. That scoreless, you know, 3 minutes, you know, defense, you know, Detroit turned up the defense, you know. I mean, they're the champions, and they have a lot of vets on that team. They're very physical. They crashed the boards. They killed us on the boards, 44-25, 18 offensive rebounds. You know, they did what they were supposed to do. And, again, like I said, I'm pleased with the effort, and we'll go from here and try to get the next one.
Talk about the production you got from your bench.
That's another thing. You know, Tasha Byers came in, gave us good quality minutes. Ashley Shields, she came in. Barbara Turner, who we just added to the team, for her to just come in, you know, right off the, you know, off the airplane and just give us what we knew she would give us. You know, that hustle. Just to see her dive on the floor for balls, it jump starts everyone else. So I was extremely proud of our bench. We couldn't have stuck this close with them and gone ahead on them if it wasn't for them. So they did a great job.
How are you and the team, you know, how do you rebound from something like this? I mean, it's a big lay down, obviously, you know, going for now, but I mean, it's just start to see if it's still there.
Yeah, we're definitely not giving up. The coaching staff, we work numerous hours for them, and they work hard for us, and we're all going to keep our heads up and build from this, you know, just as you build from a 20-point loss. You know, this actually gives us and gives them a lot of hope, because they it's in them, and, you know, I know it's trying to get over that hump, but I think once we get to the top of the hill, it's downhill in a good way from there. So I think we just need to get that first win and, you know, get that feeling. But one thing that I do know is it's early in the season, and if we're going to lose, I'd rather do it now. But, you know, of course, we don't want to dig ourselves such a hole that it's tough to get out being in the West.
Thanks,
guys.